Welcome to another edition of Burnt Out Coffee. I'm one of your co-hosts, Oscar Fernandez. My partner in crime is...
Enrique Rosado, at Ryder Rosado.
Oh yeah, we do at things, because this is social media, and like...
Social media runs the world.
Followers, and I have stuff, you know, like, we'll do the cleaning house thingy at the end, and Enrique will tell you all my stuff, because I can't remember my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fine.
No. Our listeners, how are y'all doing? I want to hear from y'all in the comment section below on any of these little platforms.
Or you can message us on our social medias. You see how I brought it back? Did you see what I did there?
It really didn't go anywhere.
Did you see? I brought it back, though.
Okay.
It was right there.
Okay. But yeah, how are you, Ruby? Okay.
Embarrassed now, but yeah, besides that, I'm fine. Just, you know, moving forward.
So you had news, I think, that you didn't want to tell me, but...
But I did.
I guess I wanted to wait for the podcast? I don't know. Like, what did you want to tell me?
Oh, right. Okay, I remember... But now I'm debating, should I save it? Technically, it's house cleaning, so I guess we can do some of it up front.
Oh, we can wait to the end.
We can wait to the end. Yeah,
let's
wait
to the end.
Yeah, let's do that. Wait to the end. But then that means I got to toss the ball to you and force you to come up with something to talk about.
Well, I know what I want to talk about. Yeah, you sounded like you knew what you wanted to talk about. Apparently, it's just good for the ending. All right, so...
Well, it's because it's, you know what, I'm going to ignore what you said, and I'm just going to talk.
All right, so.
See, I wanted that for a straight minute.
I don't know if I've had a serious conversation with you about this kind of stuff before.
No, I don't know.
But I had, let me think. Actually, yeah. So there is one thing near and dear to me. It's kind of a guilty pleasure of mine because we can all agree they're not fantastic. It's not going to win any Academy Awards.
Take that back.
But they're near and dear to my heart, mm-hmm. And that is the genre of kaiju films.
That noise, I tried to do a Godzilla noise and it came out like a dying sheep. I am so sorry for all our listeners.
Wow, I don't know what that was. That was a horrible Godzilla.
Mm-mm. Give me your good Godzilla.
I can only do it funny.
Yeah.
Like,
that wasn't even Godzilla. That was a donkey.
He does.
You went.
No, it's like
that's
like,
what you just did.
Like, look at go back to the 1970s Godzilla, and he's like, and he makes those sounds.
So you telling me 1970 Godzilla was a donkey?
I don't know.
Watch
what they
out.
Used.
It's Godzilla.
Yeah, something like that. So
I thought it was.
When I was a kid, we're talking probably kindergarten, first grade.
Mm-hmm.
We would rent movies from Blockbuster, and my favorite things to rent were old black and white movies. I was a weird kid.
Yeah, because you weren't fun. Got it.
Wow. And
I'm
so
joking. Old black and white films are great. You watched Citizen Kane as a kid.
No, I watched Godzilla, Gamera, and the old Universal Monster movies.
Okay, those are good.
So like, I was really into like practical effects and things like that because I found out after watching my first few Godzilla movies, I'm like, wait, that's a guy in a suit? This is like cardboard sets or whatever they're made out of, like miniaturized, and I got really, really into it. Like I would like... get books from the library about it. And they actually had those books in my school library, which is kind of cool. And so I really got into the genre, and I feel kind of bad because I'm saying in the beginning I said they're not gonna win any Academy Awards, and the original King Kong won an Oscar for special effects.
Yeah, And I was, that's why I was like, what?
The one and only time.
All you need is one.
All you need is one. And hopefully we can keep that ball rolling with people appreciating such films, because remember, Shape of Water won Best Film. Not technically a kaiju movie, but great practical effects.
Yeah, and it was a monster movie, so it's like a very close sibling to the kaiju movie.
So if y'all aren't familiar with kaiju films, that's just giant monster Japanese films. And I'm all juiced up about it because I keep getting tiny sneak peeks for Godzilla vs. Kong. And I'm excited. I'm hesitant because we haven't gotten an actual trailer yet, and it was supposed to come out like, I don't even know when. It's been pushed back a few times, actually. And it was actually it was actually coming out, well, no, even before the whole coronavirus thing. It was supposed to come out, I think, like February, and it got pushed back to summer, and then who knows where it's going to be now. But I was hesitant because the last Godzilla film, excuse me, the first of the new, of this universe's Godzilla films.
Yeah, like the new American rendition of it.
Yeah, with Fat Godzilla.
Thick Godzilla, respect the tail.
Thick. No, you don't respect the tail. It's in thighs, okay? Shin Godzilla has that tail.
He can crush any building between those thighs.
Yeah, Shin Godzilla was trash. But anyway, so we'll get to that, why I think it's trash. But, like, so I'm really excited because the first Godzilla film of this new series was kind of rocky for me because you got Godzilla in, like, yet it was, like, I think two-thirds into the film you finally got Godzilla.
Yeah, like, they just tease him throughout the whole thing and...
Yeah, the camera would conveniently pan left or something every time he's about to appear.
Yeah.
What did Brian you think Cranston about that? Was on... What did you think about that movie?
Well, okay, this is weird because I really like it, but I don't at the same time. Because the thing is, Brian Cranston was one of the main reasons I wanted to watch it because I was like, Godzilla,
that's the main
dope.
Reason why everyone watched it.
I was like, Godzilla is amazing. I'll watch it in theaters. Oh, Brian Cranston's in it. More excited. Saw it. Spoiler. He dies. Like 1/4 of the movie, and I was like, this is bull.
They had to get people into the theater.
This is the thing. So I watched the movie twice in theaters. One was because my girlfriend went to UT and they had these free movie screenings, and one of them was Godzilla. But before I saw it before then in a theater like where I paid, and it was late at night. I think it was a midnight release, or it was just like a really late showing. Sat in it, Bryan Cranston died, watched a bit of it, fell asleep because I was so bored, woke up right before Godzilla popped on screen and was so excited seeing the fight. I went, yes!
Oh, man, when the spike then, started glowing, oh, rock hard, rock and hard.
Then I went to see it for free, sat down and went, I didn't miss much. It was dope seeing the other monster. But I was like, I'm here to see Godzilla whoop ass, and that's what I want to see. And then I was like, and then I saw
you know what
the last
me the
fight
most?
Again. What?
The two, like the actor and his wife. I'm terrible with actors' names, but I was looking at them. I'm like, wait, that's Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. And the whole movie, I'm like, ugh, you're banging your sister.
I'm like, when was this filmed, and did they do this on purpose? Like, did they see... Like, I can't remember. Was it before Age of Ultron? Like, a little after Age of Ultron?
I don't know, because I knew they were playing those roles, but I can't remember if it was before or after, honestly. We'll have to fact check it later.
I think it was after, and I think it wasn't that much after. And all I can think of is, like, I wonder if they were talking about Avengers at the same time. Okay.
So but have you seen...
You keep talking, I'll look it
up. Have you seen Godzilla... King of the Monsters, the newest one?
No, but it's for a very legitimate reason.
Which is?
And it's actually a very funny reason.
Okay.
So I was at, I was taking summer classes, playwriting, and we had an opportunity, very lucky, because the head of the class was the head of the theater department, was writing short plays for... Lemony Snicket. And Lemony Snicket sat down, and it was an amazing experience with our class almost the entire week, just listening to our work, giving us like real advice, real, an amazing thing. But Oscar, you know one thing
you
about
me. You met Lemony Snicket?
Yeah, I met Lemony Snicket.
You never told me you met Lemony Snicket?
Wait, did I not?
No, you never told me this.
Yeah, I told you. I swore I did. Wait, really?
No, you didn't tell me this. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. It was like, because like we were told like...
Is his name really Lemony Snicket?
No, it's not.
I didn't think so.
No, that's his pen name.
Yeah, I know.
He told us like his whole like journey and everything. And I was like, everyone was a theater major. I was the only like English major. And he was talking about writing for like scripts and writing for like novels and everything. And it was very funny because he was like, everyone else in there weren't really like, I'm trying to be a writer. They were just more of like, I'm acting and I just want to like learn to like become a better actor. So I need to learn how to write a bit. I was like pure into writing. So I was just like listening to him and absorbing everything. I was like, ah, but the thing was, you know, one thing about me, Oscar, if something is spoiled,
you like to
me,
eat with your mouth open.
Yes, and if something is spoiled to me, it takes me a while to get into it.
That's like, true. It takes me a while. That's true.
And he was like trying to like give us an example of like story structure and something, and he went like, it's the new Godzilla movie that just came out." And he went, "I don't care about spoiling it because it sucks."
Wow.
And he went, because he meant it in the sense of like story wise, it wasn't amazing. He's like, he went and said, the action's amazing. He's like, the fighting is amazing, but like the story, eh. And he was like, and it's very predictable. The ending is very predictable.
Of course it is. So it's a Godzilla movie.
Exactly. So he was talking about it and he just gave me the entire like ending and everything down to the whole spoilers. If you haven't seen it, you and me are in the same boat now. Get ready. I'll scoot over because you're about to join me. How Gigara, if I'm remembering the name right?
No.
Three-headed dragon.
King Ghidorah.
King Ghidorah, thank you. How, like, they give the fake out of his head popping up, but it's really in Godzilla's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me that, and I went, that sounds so dope. I'm not going to watch this movie until I, like, can get it for free now.
Okay, so here we go. So the Godzilla films, they have a very structured narrative.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to like a Power Rangers episode, and mm-hmm. You don't watch it for the great storytelling. They try, they really do, but it never mm-hmm. is great. And the thing is, like, I always complain about how, like, in Transformers, for example, like, it's, oh, in the movies, they always try to throw in that human element and not enough the robots and all that stuff. In the mm-hmm. Godzilla films, I'm okay with it because that's where a lot of the main bulk of the story is, because Godzilla is more or less of a character and more of like a force of nature. So you can think of him as a force of nature or sort of this guardian of nature. And so like whatever's happening in the story between the humans, and it's usually like another monster or aliens or something like that, Godzilla's there to keep the balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so they try these fun different stories and things like that, and Godzilla always saves the day and still destroys half their city. So this newest one, King of the Monsters, was really good in that the story wasn't great. You knew where it was going, but Godzilla was so dope, and they did so well with him in this one compared to the first one. Like, the actors from the first one weren't even in this one. Like, Quicksilver and the rest of the gang, like, they weren't even in this one, thank goodness. But it was a whole new group of people, just like the old Godzilla movies. A lot of times the actors didn't, like, transition to the next film, so it was a whole new group of actors, a whole new story and all that. And it was just like, oh, the world, humans are messing it up. Let's release the Titans and have them kind of... Let them fight. And reset the world and put it back in balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it because I didn't care about the story. I knew it wasn't going to be good to begin with. But they did mm-hmm. so good with the monsters. They had so many of them. They had Rodan. They had King Ghidorah. They had Godzilla. Oh, they had Mothra. But then they had like a bunch of random monsters, like a giant woolly mammoth and some other junk that like wasn't in like part of like the lineup.
Got it. More toys. Got it.
Not even. They didn't make toys of those guys.
Wait, what?
They made toys of Rodan, King Ghidorah, Mothra, and Godzilla. They didn't make toys of the other guys.
Not everyone's new fan favorite, Tusky?
Not Tusky, not the giant spider.
Weber.
Weberdon.
Weberdon, that's cool. Tusky and Weberdon.
Yeah, they didn't come out with toys for those that I'm aware of. And the toys were super cheap. Like, it was just like, it was a solid color. Like, Rodan was just a solid red. There was no gradient or definition. And it had literally, like, two white dots for eyes. And they did the same thing with King Ghidorah. It was just a solid gold thing. Like, it was just gold plastic and two white dots for eyes.
And you own seven of them each.
No, I own the other ones. The, like, 6-7-inch, like,
The good ones?
No, they're not great. They're just, they're kind of cheap. They're, like, $12. But okay. they have colors, at least.
You see, if you pay those extra $2, you get coloring.
Yeah, so I'm excited because they kind of went to the almost the Japanese format, but on a much higher budget. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, I love the Japanese ones, even like Godzilla 2000, where he's still in the suit and super cheesy and stuff. But their last one, I had such beef with. Because it was Shin Godzilla was like pretty much like a remake of Godzilla, the original Godzilla. Mm-hmm. And it was weird because Godzilla had evolutions. He started off like this demonic tadpole. And then he like transformed into like this retarded T-Rex.
Okay.
And then he transformed to his final form with these stubby little T-Rex arms and this super long tail. It was like 3 times his body length.
Okay.
And he had this crazy looking face, and he looked like mutated as heck. So I was like, I kind of like that aspect of it, but it was kind of wonky. But I can live with the design. I can live with the more mutated looking Godzilla. What I couldn't live with was the bureaucracy. Instead of a half-assed story where you kind of cared about the characters, it was full Japanese bureaucracy. Where people are literally talking about damage control and the economy, and it was pretty much the it was like Star Wars Episode One of Godzilla films.
Okay, so you don't even mean, I thought you meant like as a way of like, oh no, they're just trying to say a political message symbolically. You mean literally we're watching people talk about how the government works in the movie.
Exactly. And it was so boring. It was the most boring Godzilla film I have ever seen. And the one thing that pissed me off the most is that this crappy movie delayed my favorite kaiju anime, Neon Genesis Evangelion, volume 4.44.
Can't wait. Is that out yet? Or am I behind?
It's I think it's coming out in Japan in June? Sometime summer?
Hopefully.
Yeah, and you know, the first movie came out when I was 17. And
wait, which one? 1.11?
Yeah, it came out when I was 17.
Jesus.
And now really? I'm 30.
No, it can't. No. No, I refused.
I worked at Suncoast, bro.
No, I refuse.
Okay. No, it was before I worked at Suncoast.
Evangelion.
Look it up.
1.11. I was supposed to look up something else too, but I can't remember. I care. Okay, here we go. Evangelion 1.11 released it. Oh my Jesus of all Christ.
What's the
you
date?
You were right. February 22nd, 2008.
Oh, so I was 18. I was 18.
Oh my God. I was in eighth grade.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how long it's been. And the director who's going to direct the film stopped so he could work on Shin Godzilla, or Godzilla Resurgence, as it's known in America.
Finish it. Evangelion's amazing, and I like the way they're redoing these.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
So good. So I was just thinking, I was like, so Godzilla and Kong got me super excited, and we're already 30 minutes into this episode where I've been talking about Godzilla nonstop. So, like, what are your favorite kaiju films that you thought were done really well? And what's, like, Think of like some that are like kind of really bad, but you still
think
enjoy
of the garbagey
them.
Ones.
Yeah,
think of guilt. Think of a guilty pleasure, and think of one I genuinely think is great.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's so. It really depends on your definition of, in my mind, a kaiju film. Do you mean traditionally?
It could be broad because technically, like, even though like Power Rangers fits in there, and there's like a huge genre of stuff, you know, like Pacific Rim, Ultraman, like a bunch of stuff fits in that realm. And let me see. Yeah, like even like King Kong is technically like a kaiju film now. Now
I always
see
it as it. Yeah. Well, because like my mind is like, this is, I know this is putting limitations, quote unquote, to myself, but I'm going to try it avoiding anime just for the fact I'm like,
forget
I feel
it.
Like I have,
include anime.
I have more to pull.
Because anime is a good source of awesome kaiju stuff.
Because there are some great ones, like, you know, Cloverfield is good. I feel like it's
forgot
really
all
good.
About Cloverfield. Yeah, it's a great one.
It's a really great one. But I guess my one, I'm going to be like, it is my favorite because I generally think it's really good, is Pacific Rim. Simply for the fact that it is, I won't say it's the greatest kaiju film, simply because it relies so much on, you know what kaiju films are, and it tackles that love, but it is done so well. It's giant robots fighting, and like it finds a way to have the robots move slow but also have impact and be dope. And
because
I've seen it like three
Guillermo
times.
had a good grasp of it, man. He knew like these things are giant, they're bulky, they're not gonna be moving super swift.
Like there's a lot, like
It made you feel like they were like powerful, that heaviness to them.
Oh yeah,
God, that's such a good movie. Good pull,
Like it was a really good one, and like I'm trying to think of. Why don't you give me a good one while I try to think of my guilty pleasure?
Okay, so it's not my favorite film of the genre, and people are arguing me if it fits, but I think it fits because it's technically a giant monster. Peter Jackson's King Kong.
That counts in my mind.
A lot of people, 100% counts. A lot of people don't like Peter Jackson's King Kong because it's like literally 2/3 into the, like it's literally I think like 44 minutes until you actually see Kong.
Yeah.
But the movie's 2.5 hours long, and the thing is like, you had a all-star cast: Adrian Brody, Jack Black, God, what's her name? Oh, I feel like I'm an idiot now.
You are. We're all hearing you.
Oh, yeah, y'all are.
Listen to the judgment.
Oh, and I love her so much, and I can't remember her name right now. Oh, the Australian beauty. Anyway, so.
The Australian beauty.
Nicole Kidman.
She has a name.
It took me a second. Is it Nicole Kidman?
Is it Nicole Kidman? Actually, I want you to lock in your answer. I know who it is.
Who is it?
Lock in your answer.
Oh, God.
Lock it in.
I'm going to say yes.
Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts, damn it. The other blonde.
Yeah, sorry, man. I don't know what to tell you. Everyone knows you're a fake kaiju fan.
Naomi
Kidman. You're a fake kaiju fan.
I'm not a fake kaiju fan. I'm a fake Naomi Kidman. Naomi Watts fan.
You couldn't even get her name right the second time.
I mixed it
up. Naomi Kidman. Shit, you know, Watts.
I told you I'm really bad with actors' names. I'm really bad. But
you really are.
But I'm saying, like, they had they all gave, like, they all acted way too well for that movie. They're like, screw it. We're just try our best, even though it's King Kong. But it was like, there was such good character development, and you actually cared about the characters. And that's the only kaiju film where I actually cared about anything that the humans did.
That's a good argument for it, actually.
Yeah, and King Kong, you know, battling the T-Rex things and all the monsters on Skull Island, it was beautiful.
It was dope.
And so that, to me, is probably the most well-done kaiju film, but definitely nowhere near my favorite.
Yeah, and I feel the same with, like, Pacific Rim. And like, I would say it's kind of, like, similar. It's, like, one of my favorites. I wouldn't consider it one of the most, like, the most well-done, but it's definitely, like, top three. But for my guilty pleasure, I was looking up while you were speaking, like, trying to spark my mind, like, man, what are some of the kaiju? Because you know, like, when you watch thousands of movies, thousands of shows, it's like stuck in the back of your head. And when you go, hey, what's your favorite? It's like the equivalent of running into a warehouse and just searching through all the boxes going, what is my favorite? And I found one and went, this one is not done well. Special effects wise, done really well. But story wise, not done very well. But I love it. And I've seen almost all the sequels to it multiple times because it aired on TV. Do you want to gander a guess or just want me to go straight into it?
Go ahead.
Tremors. It's a giant monster. It's just not an above ground giant monster. It's a below ground.
It's like a, I don't know if I'd say giant.
It's huge. They're massive.
They're like maybe a school bus.
No, that's no. They're massive. Yeah, even if it's a scuba, that's a massive worm. I would watch Tremors going, man, why do I love this? It would be on G4, and I would watch Tremors 1, 2. I think there's a third. I'm really going to have to like push my limit on.
Bro, there's like four of them.
Yeah, okay, I was right. There is four, because I was like, I was about to say four. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. There's five. I have not seen them all. I'm a fake Tremors fan.
Yeah, man. Like, those actors needed money bad, and they came back for a few more.
Oh, my God. No, what, dude, there is, oh, my God. I think, oh, I don't think we underestimate truly the Tremors franchise. We're going in not even trying to, like, sound funny in the deep end, because there's Tremors 2, Aftershock, Tremors 3, Back to Perfection, Tremors 4, The Legend Begins, Tremors 5, Bloodlines, which aired in 2015. Then there's Tremors 6, A Cold Day in Hell. Yeah. There's, oh, wait, and don't forget, there is now going to be a direct-to-DVD sequel called Tremors Island Fury, set to release in 2020. Take that, Godzilla. That's six movies.
That's horrible.
It was, and I loved every second of that below the sand, quickly stand on your car and pray to God it doesn't get you kind of movie. I don't know why. It second so I saw your
guilty pleasure, you're saying, is Tremors.
When it, yeah, because we the criteria was it's shit, but like we like it.
Okay, I'm okay with it.
Because I think the Power Rangers movie was actually pretty good. But so I should see it as a guilty pleasure.
Which one? Like the newest one or the original?
Yeah, both.
Okay, so the original one, like I literally just watched it tonight, and it was wow. Because I realized like so all bad. The fighting scenes, well, let me see, not all. Most of the fighting scenes and pretty much all of the giant kaiju fights were just recycled footage from the Japanese shows.
No, I thought they actually did the I thought that was the whole point of the movie was it's actually all American.
Oh, no. I'm getting to that point. So the movie was all American, and therefore they're like, you know what? We don't need to make giant sets and giant robots. Dibba, 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 dibba. We got CG. And it was the level of the quality of CG was literally Beast Wars. And it hurt my eyes.
It was.
Like, there was no, like the colors of the robots weren't affected by the environment at all. They're just, like, always lightly, like, lidded and super shiny. Super shiny.
Like, it was the dead of night, but they still shined so bright.
Yeah, it was the power from inside.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Sorry, I don't know where that came from.
So, my favorite one is the original Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla.
Ooh.
Where
going old school, yeah.
Where they have to get the little statue of King Caesar to summon him. Mm-hmm. And they summon King Caesar, which is like a Chinese lion dog monster. And him and Godzilla team up to fight Mechagodzilla. And what? Yeah, it's fantastic. It's like there's like some slapstick comedy involved, and it is probably my favorite one. You're seeing all these Japanese people running around with bell bottoms in the 70s, and like really bad like action, but it is probably my favorite one. I don't know why, but it's my favorite of the old Godzilla films.
You know, since we're talking about Godzilla, this kind of made me think of something. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, I'm pretty sure you of all people might have, but this is definitely like going deep into your mind. Did you ever play Godzilla Destroy All Monsters?
Of course I did. I've seen that it, game, played it, loved it.
That game was so much fun if we're talking about like nostalgia-filled kaijus. Like that game was, that was my introduction to outside of Godzilla, because at that age, all of Godzilla I knew was the American movie, the first one I saw.
Oh, the one with Inspector Gadget?
Yep.
Ferris Bueller?
Godzilla. Yeah, with Zilla, now known as Zilla, with him. But then I played Godzilla Destroy All Monsters, and I was like, whoa, there's more than just Godzilla? And it was so much fun.
Yeah, like, they had Jet Jaguar in there.
Who?
The guy that looks like Ultraman.
Oh, yeah, they did. Oh, my God, the reviews are apparently not that great.
There's a new one for PS4? I never played it, but I kind of want to now.
Wait, for real? Wait,
yeah.
Godzilla 4 PS4. I don't know. Way. Let me see those. I put it, and it's like all their movies. Oh, yeah, actually, Yeah, it's called Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it has the worst reviews of all time, but that's not why we watch or play Godzilla.
We watch it from monsters, and we play it from monsters. No, that's facts. Like, Godzilla is like...
Oh, I always, like, I always have
no,
this...
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead first.
No, you go ahead.
What is your favorite Godzilla look?
Oh, that's actually a really good one. Okay. I guess my favorite Godzilla look, even though it's not, like, my favorite movie of theirs, to the point, like, I kind of forgot I watched it, is the new CG Godzilla.
Which one?
It wasn't Shin Godzilla. It might have been Shin Godzilla.
Is he, like, have, like, the red accents?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, Shin Godzilla.
I thought he, because I remember, like, looking at Shin Godzilla and you telling me it was horrible. And I went, no, he's not. And I'm like, yo, he actually looks kind of dope.
The thing I liked about Shin Godzilla is, like, they really tried, like, to experiment with the design. Like, the way mm-hmm. his mouth split opens and he shoots beams out of both sides.
Mm-hmm. Like stylistically, I think the reason I like him so much is because he's the most drastically different. And I appreciated that. Maybe that's why. If not him, then honestly, the new interpretation is really cool. The American one? Version. Yeah, the American version.
Who's producing it? Lionsgate?
Back to the research game. I want to say maybe. Like it was just called Godzilla, right?
Yeah, it was just called Godzilla 2019.
Oh, okay, 2019. That I should have put that. Because I put, like, no joke, Godzilla American. Oh, and it didn't work. It worked for the 2019. The answer is... It is produced by... It was directed by Michael Daughtry, and it was... Oh, my God, it's not telling me. It's not telling me. Oscar, quickly, think of something funny to say for the people who are listening.
Doop-a-da-doop-dop-doop.
I can just hear them run away.
The original Godzilla film back in 1954.
Legendary, by the way, sorry.
Legendary, okay. Yeah. Like, terrified audiences. Really? And so, yeah, it really did. It was a very scary film. And because no film was made like it before. And it was, I own the, like, a special edition of it where it has the Japanese version and the American version. Mm-hmm. And it is the trashiest thing in the world because the Japanese version is actually really good. It holds up. And, like, the it's almost like an anime. Like, the characters, the actors are very animated. and like they're almost like cartoonish. There's like an evil guy with an eye patch, and like it's really good. And then the American version, it's the exact same film, but to get American audiences in there, they got an American actor whom I don't know because I wasn't born in the 50s, so I don't know how popular he was. Apparently, he was popular. And what they do is he's a reporter that comes to Japan to investigate all the stuff going on.
Yeah.
And so they pretty much cut him in between the Japanese scenes, and it's done kind of okay. And he's literally like talking to the Japanese actor, but because they already filmed it, it literally is someone dressed like the Japanese actor, and you're seeing them from behind.
Oh, that's actually really interesting. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, so you see him talking to someone who's obviously not that person. They're just dressed like them. And they cut to the Japanese film where they're responding back.
Okay.
So they kind of splice him into the film. And the movie is not as good because it keeps getting broken up with this guy trying to interview people. And it's sort of less dramatic and less impactful.
Yeah, it cuts the tension and ruins the flow.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But I mean, it's strange, but you know, it got people in the seats and it made Godzilla famous. I think at one point there was a statistic that more people in the world knew who Godzilla was over Jesus Christ.
Yo, no.
Yeah.
More than JC?
More than JC.
More than the man who came back himself?
Because Godzilla is the true king. We all know that.
He's the king of all. Yeah. And with that, hell is calling our names.
Yeah, I can live with that. I can live with that. Nuclear winter is coming. Praise the Lord, Godzilla.
That was, again, a fail of a Godzilla. Yeah.
My favorite, I'm telling you, it's like... he does that sound at the end. It does. He'll start off with a big roar. Like, in the new version, they kept it. In the Legends one, like, it starts off like really loud.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and then it ends with that.
Okay, that like, it does. Now I know what sound you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not like, you're talking about the, like, it's kind of like, this is going to sound weird, like a boat horn kind of sound. Like.
Exactly. Yeah. But okay, it has like the drop and then high again.
Yeah. And, like they fluctuate it.
Yeah. So, like, they kept it, and I was like, oh, my God, they kept a little bit of it. So, but my favorite Godzilla look has to be Godzilla 2000. It's a good mix of the old, and they spiced it up a little bit with, like, the gnarlier, sharper purple spikes.
Wait, Godzilla 2000 has the American one?
No. Literally the movie called Godzilla 2000.
Godzilla 2000. Let me check this up.
Yeah,
people, if you're listening to this, look up Godzilla 2000 if you don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, so like in the 90s they gave Godzilla more of like a classic like dragon like lion face.
I know
face.
What you're talking about. Yeah, I actually know this look. This is the one I associated with him the most. Yeah,
in 2000 they made him like super gnarly look, and he kind of had like a little snaggle tooth going on. But he looked super fierce compared to like the 90s and the 70s version. And before America got in there and tried to make him, I don't know what they trying to do.
He was more like T-Rexy.
Well, not
if you're talking about Zilla.
No, not Zilla. I'm talking about the new Legends. Like they're trying to make him like, I guess, more like realistic because he's so thick. Because something that big wouldn't be so skinny.
Oh yeah.
But what I do love about the newest film is they gave him they alluded to it to a deeper story of Godzilla, because like they're trying to find Godzilla. They know he's injured and they're looking for him
in 2000, correct?
No, in the newest one, King of Monsters.
Got it.
And because like you never really get a lot of backstory about Godzilla. He's either like, yeah, he was like a big lizard, and we set off some bombs, and it created this monster. And that was the whole point of the first movie. It's like we let off these nuclear bombs, created this monster, and it's destroying us. We are our own destruction. Mm-hmm. And so in this other one, it's like more like like, you know, the Titans are like, you know, evolved, and they're like the original like tyrants of this earth or whatever, and they slowly like faded away for numerous reasons, who knows. Mm-hmm. But like they like they go like deep underwater, and they're searching for Godzilla, and they're going through like these trenches and whatnot, and they start getting crazy with like Hollow Earth theory and all that stuff. We'll set that aside. But they go into these ruins where Godzilla lives. Like, this is his home base, and there's like, it's like an ancient civilization. You can tell like this place used to be above water at one point, and there's like temples and statues for Godzilla, and these people worshipped him like their god.
What the fuck?
And I was just like, holy shit, this is amazing.
So it's what you wanted your church to be.
Exactly. Exactly. It was like these people saw he was just this powerful force of nature, and I was just like, amazing.
You're like, that's what I want to pray to. Mm-hmm. Every time I feel like I'm a fella tester, I got a girl pregnant, I got to pray to Godzilla. Like, this is the one.
You know what? I want to apologize to the people that made Shin Godzilla for a second. First off, the movie is trash, but I want to apologize because there is one person, and then the hate also goes to delaying Evangelion, but the prize for the worst Godzilla rendition ever goes to the Netflix animated trilogy, where Godzilla is just a muddy pile of CG poo.
Oh my god, yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, the Netflix Godzilla. Let me check how he looks like. This episode is just me going, oh, I want to see how that looks like, and never showing anyone.
Yeah, it's like it was so bad.
Because, oh, like, he first looks off, dope. What are you talking about? Oh, Whoa. Sorry, I just, like, the first image I saw, I was like, that looks dope. I swiped to the right, and I'm like, he looks like he cannot clap his hands. It looks like his hands are the most useless hands on a body. Like, oh my god.
Like, if you haven't seen it, go ahead and watch them. You'll kill yourself. But go ahead and watch them, and you'll realize, like
he has such a rocky face.
It does. Like, there's parts in there I can't tell if it's face or his ass.
I like the molten core kind of sense, because that's very like Shin Godzilla-y.
But that's not like what you have all the time. You have just like the solid, like really bland colors, like muddled together. It's just very muddy.
How does Godzilla pick up anything? He looks like he took steroids but forgot to work out his arms. Oh my god, like, I'm sorry, that's the only thing I noticed. Oh my god, them hands are tiny. How did that get past anybody?
Yeah, and they try to like incorporate like Mechagodzilla, and King Ghidorah was like some weird spirit monster.
What was Mechagodzilla's upgrade against him? Longer arms? He's like, I can reach my back.
And it was like some like weird mechanical city thing. It was, I personally didn't like it, and I eat the Godzilla stuff up like candy. Like, I can rewatch the 70s and 90s Godzilla without any problems.
If you're a fan, because if the way this is releasing, if I'm correct, the one directly before this is you talking about Transformers. So all people need to know is, if it's bigger than 30 feet, Oscar's probably a fan of it. Like, if it's like 29 feet, he's iffy. But once it hits above 30, he's like, oh boy, let me see. I'm already going to invest my life into it. You know, it.
If it's Tremors, I'm iffy, but...
Because they're 20 feet. They're 20 feet. You're like, they're submarine size. They ain't real. Give me a... Watch, Tremors 4 is about one, the biggest Godzilla. You're like, finally, they refined it into a perfect taste.
I think Tremors 4, they're actually smaller and they could fly.
Really?
I think it was 3 or 4. They incorporated that, yeah.
I don't like that. Keep them underground and fat. That is the Tremors I grew up on, not your new age skinny flying Tremors. Okay, quick question. The one that everyone's been titillating. Who would win in a fight, a Tremor or Godzilla?
Godzilla.
What about two Tremors?
It doesn't matter. They're tiny.
Now,
he could just step on them.
They're not tiny.
Compared to Godzilla, they're like the size of his like toenail.
No, it's not about the size. It's the motion of the ocean, not the size of the boat. They can kill just as well as Godzilla.
Yeah, like people, but not Godzilla.
You don't know that. I say this going clearly, I know who would win. Mothra. Mothra always wins.
Mothra sucks.
Oh, wait. I forgot. There's actually, I will say this. There's one, one kaiju that I love the most of all. Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball, my bad. Dragon Ball, the original kaiju. We all know Goku's a kaiju. He's all kaiju.
Goku is a kaiju that killed his own grandfather.
A backstory. And it had Kung Fu. And it had...
And honestly, like, I don't feel bad for him at all because he was a terrible grandfather.
How was he a terrible grandfather?
That kid has zero schooling. He's like, you know what? This kid doesn't know ABCs. He didn't have schooling.
He doesn't have schooling. That's not a bad grandfather. That is systematic oppression happening over there. He doesn't have education, so he cannot provide education to his grandson. Secretly, Akira Toriyama was trying to tackle very social issues through a disguise of a kid who wants to play Kung Fu and a pig who likes titties. That is what secretly all of that was disguised as.
So, nice segue. What's your favorite kaiju anime?
Okay, we know what it is.
No, I don't know what it is. That's why I'm asking.
It's Evangelion.
You can't have mine. Pick a different one.
No. That's why I didn't ask. Why do you think I went, like, let's avoid anime? Because I'll be like, it will turn into us sucking each other's dick for, like, a huge 10 minutes. Evangelion's great. Oh, tell me how good it is.
Oh, man. Like, you understand. I bought those DVDs when I was 9 years old. Like, I was too young to understand the depth of Evangelion.
Yo, you helped me because Adult Swim would always replay the same three episodes of Evangelion.
They would.
Continuously. To the point, I will say this. They were amazing. I remember the first episode, like, the back of my hand, because I kept rewatching it going, it's great. Actually, ooh, wait. There might be one kaiju anime that might surpass it, and you're not going to agree with me, and it might cause some fights.
Footy-cutty. Footy-cutty!
You got silent for a hot minute.
No, I thought about it. I was like, wait, were there
giant monsters? Because what comes out of his heads are giant monsters.
Bro, I haven't watched Fully Cooly like in over a decade.
Dude, I've seen it like so many. It's like one of those shows in general that I've seen six times. Listen, I still need to see the two new ones.
Seeing it six times isn't a big deal because there's literally only five episodes.
Okay, let me rephrase that. I've seen it six shows worth. Not their shows, any other anime show.
But the thing is, like, didn't they have, like, a season 2 and 3 come out?
Yeah, I need to watch them.
I haven't seen them.
They're on my list, and it's, like, those shows that, yeah, they're fully completed. Oh. Like, when I heard about them, I literally was, like, posting about them. I'm like, I'm so excited. But then I lost cable, couldn't see it on Adult Swim. Now I have the opportunity to see it, and it's just more of, like, nerves, because I love Furikuri so much that I'm, like...
I was really conflicted with it because it made me really, really horny. But then I realized I was like, she's so old and he's a little kid. Like, this isn't right.
Yeah, no, the whole show is a metaphor for sex, but specifically puberty. The whole show is a metaphor for puberty. And like, as a young kid, I didn't notice the age difference.
Very uncomfortable, yeah. I get that.
I didn't notice the age difference, and when I got older, after I hit puberty and everything, I noticed it, and I feel like that show made it better, because it's like, why is this boy obsessed with her? It's not right that he is. It's because he's horny. He has a little horn. It makes sense.
It's really good. I recommend kaiju bone powder?
I recommend anyone, if you haven't seen this YouTube channel called Captain Christian, I'm giving him, like, the credit. He breaks down Furikuri in such a great way. I recommend it to you, Oscar, to watch it. He breaks it down in a very interesting way.
Like that other video you sent me to that didn't answer my question whatsoever.
Oh, Gigax, yeah. We should talk about that one day, like, that whole concept, kind of like expand on it.
No, I can't, because my mind tried to wrap around it, and it exploded. And I gave up. I was just like, you know what? I'm done. Like, it doesn't matter anymore. I think the definition of it is dissolved with the culture. Mm-hmm. Just because so many more people, like, can use it. And it's more of an art form than it is a specific thing.
So by the way, for everyone, we're talking about Gygok's video about, is anime a brand or a, like, style?
I think it's more of a style now, honestly. Just like, oh, like, no, like rubber hose, you know, things like that. Yeah. You know, like Japanese Looney Tunes and like that. Yep.
So Japanese anime is its own style, not a, it's no longer exclusive to Japan. It's just Japan does the style the best. For very obvious reasons.
Yeah, I mean, we'll say the best for now is because they have the top dogs.
Yeah, they have all the top dogs.
But the, Fleur Coulis is still not better than Evangelion.
I know. It's just, it depends on, like, your flavoring and everything. More of a Footy Cootie guy than an Evangelion guy. You like things, you like your puberty metaphors wrapped up in a giant mom suit, where I prefer mine coming out of a little boy's head.
You leave Rei Ai and Ame alone, okay? She's hot as fuck, and I don't care if she's a clone of my mom.
Oscar, for us to end this episode, I actually want to ask you, not me, because you are more versed in this, and you don't have to give the full explanation, just like give us like your hot two. With everyone having a little extra time now to watch movies, what are your two kaiju films you would recommend to people?
Wow. let's see. I would recommend I would recommend the original Godzilla film.
Original Godzilla, gotcha.
Just because it's history in special effects, it's history in cinema, it's a history with the character, it's just a staple that you have to have. It's kind of like watching Nosferatu, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, going in, like, you know, it's dated and we're spoiled with the technology at hand, but it's good to go back to basics and appreciate. You know, it's like Star Wars. They didn't have this stuff, technology. They pioneered it to create this. And it gives a level of appreciation for what came after.
Gotcha. And so your number two?
My number two... Oh, man. I'm gonna say...
Would it be weird to say Evangelion?
No, I was actually just about to say, I was just about to ask you, I was like, can I go to the anime spectrum?
Yeah,
like,
100%.
Honestly, so Evangelion is hard because the show, the manga, and the new films all end differently, all have different endings.
Mm-hmm. So which Evangelion would you recommend? That's where it gets hard now.
I honestly would recommend... Oh, damn, it's hard because the show to watch, because there's a few things, because there's the show and then for some reason they lost budget, so the last two episodes are really wonky. And then they came out with two movies. And then to kind of give you a true ending, and it doesn't help any. And and then they came out with a new set of four movies. They announced it was going to be four movies way back when in 2008. It just took them God knows how many years to finally come out with it.
So far 12.
And
I'll check if 4.4 has a release date.
I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be summer this year. But it's hard because I would say the show. Watch the show. Don't worry about the extra films, even though it's all on Netflix. The show and the extra films are on Netflix. Go ahead and watch them all if you get a true ending. But I think the manga had a better ending than the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you were correct. June 27th, so far, hasn't changed. June 27th, 2020, and get the name. So you know it's Evangelion 1.0, Evangelion 2.0, and Evangelion 3.0. What do you think the next one's going to be called?
What?
No, give me a guess. Yeah, logical sense.
Well, I know they all have like a thing like do not or...
Oh, yeah. I don't mean that because, yeah, like the first one was called like Evangelion. You are not...
alone see. Or something like that.
You are not alone. And then it goes like Evangelion 2.0 is you cannot...
Retreat.
Advance.
Advance, okay.
Okay. Number three is you cannot redo... This one doesn't tell me the you can blank parentheses.
Is it 4.44?
No, Come on, Oscar. That doesn't make sense. It's Evangelion 3.0 plus 1.0. That's how I want them to rename.
Listen.
That's how I want them to do Godzilla. Listen, Godzilla Japan, 2 plus 1.
Japan, I love you. You helped form my childhood and my adulthood in some ways. I love you as a culture. But y'all can't name shit worth a damn. I was looking up shit on Hulu today. And there was like an anime. It was like, I forgot what it was called. It was like insert anime name. But then like the subtitle was like, I don't know what to do. So I put all my points in defense.
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it, crap.
Who makes a title like that?
Light novels. That's who. All light. You know, it's an anime based on a light novel when it has the longest thing.
I'm just saying, like, Kingdom Hearts 3.25 minus 156 days equals 5. Like, I don't know. Like, they just come up with the weirdest freaking names. And, and like, at first, you know, when I was a kid, I was like, oh, it's just, it's with translation and stuff like that. No, they do it on purpose. They're doing it to mess with us. They do it to mess with us.
And with that, I think that was a good, I think it's time for me to stop stuttering and figure out a sentence.
It's okay. I'm usually the stutterer.
I know. Well, I think it's time to do our house cleaning. Don't you agree?
Well, I would just like to take a moment and thank you, Ricky, for letting me gush about kaiju stuff.
Of course.
I really do love it, and I just want more of it. So keep it up. If there's any creators out there, keep making that kaiju stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm shocked we haven't done a webcomic on kaijus, honestly.
Oh, I want to so bad.
Well, we can.
Oh, I want to so bad. You know what? That one project I was telling you about that we were both excited for? Screw it. We're doing kaijus now.
No, we're still doing it. We're still doing it.
I want to do kaijus now. I got permission. You were like, we should
No, never mind. If it sacrifices, like, any of our, like upcoming projects, plug, it is not going to stop it. But yeah, people, we have some upcoming things that we're not going to talk about now because we like to wait till it's a little more solid. But let's just tell you, we got a lot of things to come. And with that, I think it's time to pick up the broom and let's do some house cleaning. Oscar, do you want to do the honors or should I jump
in? Heck yeah. So this episode of Burnt Out Coffee is brought to you by Prophecy Wine.
God damn it. Pinot Noir.
Bold flavor, buttery smooth finish. Sponsor us, please.
Only if they listen to the warm-up on our Patreon will they get that, Oscar. Come on.
I'm trying to plug it in everywhere. That wine is so good.
You just want them. And for people listening, there is something he lied about. He said he wants them to sponsor us. He wants them to sponsor him. He doesn't want them to give us money. He wants them to give him wine.
Listen, I don't need a lot. Like a bottle a week.
Oh, wow.
As someone who doesn't drink wine, Ricky, a bottle of wine is like 4 glasses. That's it.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. But yeah, if you want to hear what that joke was about, it's on our Patreon. And I know it makes it sound like we have hidden jokes and hidden parts of the show that we keep away from you, but actually we don't. On our Patreon is something called our warm-ups / cool-downs. It's stuff we do to... It's really more of a warm-up now than a cool-down because we use it as a way to get ourselves kind of prepped to talk for these long podcasts, and we just pick random topics that are not necessarily about anything kind of like we're going to talk about today.
Just like our show.
Exactly. and you can get to see those and hear those 5 months in advance before they hit any other platform. So it's Patreon at Burnt Out Duo. Plus, you get behind the scenes look at our webcomics, the scripts for them. And you know those upcoming projects? I'm pretty sure we would tell you more about them there when we have more stuff to talk about before we talk about it on the show and anything. So it's little sneak peeks like that that make it worth it. Also, check out our socials, not just Ryder Rosado and Oscar Fernandez 1D6, because I have to remember it for him. We also mean the Burnt Out page. We're on all social medias. Burnt Out Duo. And we have a webcomic. And now, Oscar, this is the thing I was going to tell you about. Are you ready?
See?
So people know they can find us on Webtoon and Tapas at Burnt Out Comics. That's where we post all our stuff. But the other thing I want to tell you is, I've been this is like one of the OG webcomic websites, and I feel like it doesn't get a lot of love, and I understand semi why, simply because of the transition from website to an app centric society, would you say? Like, not a lot of people now necessarily go to a website, they go to more of an app.
Correct.
But we are now posting all our webcomics on one of the OGs themselves, smackjeeves.com. So if you are a fan of that website, and I believe they have an app, even though, like, full disclosure, I've been trying to find that thing for the longest. But they actually have a lot of great webcomics on there, Oscar. I do recommend reading some of them. But we're now posting all our stuff there. By the time this comes out, it should be already... Let me... I gotta do some math in my head. Ten in. The reason I say it that way is we're kind of testing some stuff out. And what we're doing there is, instead of just releasing it all at once, we're kind of doing a marathon of every day Burnt Out's gonna update. If you read us on Webtoon and Tapas, you've already read a lot of the stuff that you're going to read there. But if you're not and you want to pick us up and you want like an interesting way, check us out on Smack Jeeves. Every day we'll update with the next continuation until it fully catches up with Webtoon and Tapas. And then it will follow the same release schedule where it's every Wednesday around noonish time. It should always release. Okay, so I said our webcomic, I said our Patreon, I've said our socials. Am I missing anything?
My website is gonna change.
There you go.
Oh, it is. So I will let y'all know, update y'all that as soon as I figure all that out, because yeah. GoDaddy's being lame and they want me to pay more money monthly in order to sell stuff. So I'm gonna switch up, see if I can find a cheaper site.
I could recommend you one, because okay. I use Wix personally for mine. I don't know how it works for selling, but I would recommend checking into that, because I believe you own your domain.
I don't mind doing the footwork, like getting prints out and mailing myself. I just need one that when something sells, like it updates, which is like a very basic tool.
Yeah. So I would check Wix. Please sponsor us, Wix. I would check them. We sound so thirsty. I would check them, and we could talk about that, like, actually after this, if you want.
So thirsty.
But, Oscar's website is getting an update. And this is my first hearing of it. With that, that's definitely going to be something to look out for, as well as I have a novel series I keep forgetting to mention every time, the Shore series. You can find it, the paperbacks, on Amazon. Short and Short Balance. But if you want to read it free, you want to check it out first before you buy the paperbacks, it's on Wattpad and Tapas. So if you're already on Tapas, you could just literally go over there and read the chapters. I put them out like once every week as well on Thursday, just so people can go it out, because it's like my first series, my like passion. I feel like it should be out digitally for people to read for free. But if you want that paperback, you want to support, that's on Amazon. Any other things you want to mention, Oscar?
No, I think you covered it pretty dang well, as always. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Appreciate it. We're just two very tired, very wacky guys just throwing our stuff out into the universe, and we appreciate pretty much your time and feedback. Thank you all so 100%. Much.
Thank you all for always sticking around and catching every episode you can. We really appreciate it. And now, Oscar, I think it's time you hit them with our famous catchphrase.
Remember, folks, if you hear, don't go outside.
If you hear the wild donkey outside, there's a donkey on the street. Oh, yeah, and Godzilla's in the background, I guess.
Watch, I'm going to look it up as soon as I get out. I'm pretty sure I'm doing a great job.
No, you're not.